Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
There's at least one person in Abby's life that feels like she's really got to start chewing on the idea that she's never getting married.
And it's my parents' financial planner. Yeah, my parents' financial planner wants to know when I'm going to give up on the idea of getting married, mainly for simplicity's sake. He's hoping that I hold on to the pipe dream as long as possible. So he's actually for me getting married. He just doesn't want me to give up, but he just wants to know when. Like, what if you had to throw out a number?
If you had to
when
throw
is
a
it?
Guesstimate.
Wait. Let's all write it down. And then we'll all turn it over at the same time. Okay. When should Abby just give up on love? All right.
Wait, when is she giving up or when is she getting married?
It's giving up on the thought of getting married.
Yes. When should I give up all hope that a man is going to love me?
And you're how old now?
I'm 26.
All right, let's all write it down.
What if the time's passed?
Mom is dark.
Yesterday. I was married in 26.
Does he just want to know so he can know what kind of fund to invest the wedding cash in or something like that?
It's a whole thing. So basically my cousin is in the middle of planning this massive wedding. I'm the maid of honor in it. It's going to be beautiful. It's in Sarasota in the spring and it's costing a lot of money. So it's really stressing my parents out. They're like, well, Abby's cousin is younger than her. Abby's 26. The time's got to be coming eventually, right? So they met with my parents' financial planner and they were kind of going through the logistics of all the boring stuff and, you know, like retirement and savings, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, by the way, I got a daughter who is holding out hope that she's going to get hitched one day. And apparently it's going to cost X, Y, and Z based off of her cousin. So what do we got to do to get there? So they started talking about this plan and my the financial planner brought up a very interesting and modern question because he's like, well, your daughter is an independent woman. You know, at what point do we just give her and maybe her brother some of the cash? Like, at what point do we just shell out this lump sum? Mm-hmm. And he told this whole story about, you know, somebody else that he does financial planning for. And he was like, that age for that woman was 30. So when they got to 30, they gave her a lump sum, they gave her brother a lump sum, and they both put it into a house. Well, 33 comes around, and homegirl ends up finding a man, and they get hitched. And now the daughter is like, well, I kind of want that money now. I kind of want that wedding. And the parents were kind of in this dilemma of like, well, we kind of already gave you all the money.
Well, yeah, duh. Yeah. That's on her.
I know. And the brother has it in his house. So they're like, well, you can sell the house. So basically he's like, at what age, like, we need to put some restrictions on this so this doesn't happen to your daughter.
I obviously don't have kids near marriage age yet. But for me, if I say for your wedding and you don't get married, you're not getting that money. Same thing for college. Like, if I'm willing to pay for college and you decide not to go, totally your choice.
Yep.
That money's mine.
Agreed.
I would have different, like, I do have savings funds and, like, long-term investments set up for the kids, like, for sure. But, like, I wouldn't, if I'm saving for a wedding fund and you don't get married and I have other financial, like, funds in place for you, you're not getting that money.
Look at us, Cassie, agreeing. Look at us.
Mark the time and date.
We've had this conversation before because we brought it up between Romeo and I, and it got asked, like, because I started a college fund for Jimmy, and that money is for him. And even if he chooses not to go to college, I save that money for him. He can use it as he sees fit to further, like, to better his life. Mm-hmm. Same thing goes with the wedding fund. If you choose not to get married, that's fine. You shouldn't be punished just because you didn't get married, and you shouldn't get the money. Yeah. So here's the money and do what you want with
You're not being punished. You're not taking money away from you.
Yeah,
you're just not getting
you kind of are.
No, because that money. So first of all, I love what you're doing for Jimmy. I think that's super cool. But with the wedding, like, it's to pay for the party. And so if you're not having that, I'll throw you another party if you want. If you want a graduation party, we going all out. I'll use that money for that. But it is, if I am specifically saving for this thing and that thing doesn't come to fruition, then I'm not going to, like, then I will use the money elsewhere.
Well, then I'll do it for, like, wedding / home. Right. So like it'll either be a down payment on our house or a wedding, whichever you choose. I'm not going to take, like, you're saving that money because it does feel like you're punishing your kid because they didn't get married. So I'm not going to give you this 10 grand because you didn't, you know, you chose not to commit yourself to somebody for the rest of your life. And I'm not going to do that. So here's the 10 grand. You can do with it as you please.
When did we all write down when Abby should theoretically just give up?
I said 2031.
You wrote 2031, Cassie.
Oh, I didn't age. I said the age of 50, you should give 50. Up. People are getting married later and later. Mm-hmm.
That's very generous.
Mo, tomorrow.
Hey, Mo and I are on the same page.
Okay. No!
I put July 18th.
Tomorrow. Yep.
That's it. Tomorrow.
20, got one day. 26 and a half? Yeah. Well, you know what? There's the real estate around Atlanta's pretty nice. I'll finally take that lump sum now.
What? You have today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have today to find your man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's still early.
My DMs are open. Riley Green, you know where to find me.
It ain't even noon yet, Abby. You got this.
Got this.
Right. And just know that you have to get married tomorrow morning. Hey, The Bird Show.